And we've got with us here, our quorum, so to speak, we've got two of our three politicians here with us today. And what we have Wendy Stearman, representative, and also Representative Judd Strom. And it's brought to you by Phillips 66. Kind of a chilly little week, huh?
Frigid.
Just a little bit.
Absolutely frigid.
Well, let's see. We've had pestilence. We've had an ice storm. We've had two blizzards.
Got the earthquake today. What is left?
A couple of floods and maybe
a gas shortage.
We had
rolling
blackouts. in your backyard a couple weeks ago.
The what?
Yeah, twister in your backyard.
Yeah, yeah. We had a tornadoes. It's just we're ready for anything. We're weather worn and ready for anything.
Well, you know, this month of February has been a long decade.
Mm-hmm.
The governor just got a good word from President Biden that we've got the emergency declaration.
Yes.
For all 77 counties. Uh-huh. It's really important, you think, the Oklahoma standard, we're making it through this. We have neighbors shoveling each other's drives. We get our roads opened up. But when you stop and think, just clearing the roads for 2 days in the state of Oklahoma was $113 million. The main arterial roads, what was the extra cost on top of the regular functioning highway department, was $113 million over about really a 24-hour period. So we need it. We need the help to get those guys paid and to make sure we can keep that service going.
Oh boy. So, Wendy, how's your week been with all of this weather and stuff like that?
Well, much slower than I expected it to be since they canceled things Monday and Tuesday and even into Wednesday.
Wow.
So several committees were canceled. We did have session 4 days, which was good. You know, got a little bit through.
Anything you want to elaborate on?
In the session?
Yeah.
We heard several bills. Yesterday was actually the busiest day that we've had yet in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it's supposed to get much busier. But, there were some basic bills. There were a couple of bills related to marijuana regulation, which I know those were a little bit more challenging.
it's hard when you get into the marijuana laws because you say, I don't want to sit here and vote on these marijuana bills. But they're a regular industry just like anything else at this point in Oklahoma.
You might not approve of it, or you might approve of it.
I had to remove the marijuana from the bill and say, what if it's a candy store?
Yeah.
Well,
because it is a business, even if it's not a business that I necessarily...
Last year, I got to have a lot of fun, or the last 2 years, because the senator actually sat on the marijuana rules commission, and so she was the marijuana girl around here, and I'd like to remind her of that, and I don't think she liked it as much, but it was a lot of fun. So, but I stayed at the Capitol. We got to watching the weather. I always try to beat the weather back to Oklahoma City, and I would have had to have left the Capitol, run home and done laundry or whatever, and then turned around and drove back that night.
Oh.
So we packed in, about five or six of us stayed, and we worked through the weekend. We went to the Capitol every day, and there was one day I was walking around trying to find everybody. I was the only person in the Capitol, so I'm pretty sure for a small window, I was in charge of the government of the state of Oklahoma. At least that's how I've taken it.
Okay.
Things went well.
There
were no earthquakes.
Good.
Until you came here.
Things went great.
Yeah, you should have stayed.
Yeah.
Avoid the earthquake.
How everyone else showed up and it was back to regular business. But we have been able to get a lot done, though. And especially with people coming in, and there's so much that happens behind the scenes. I say all the time there's a 365-day-a-year job, regardless of what's going on in the building or what's going on in the schedule. You know, we had 1,942 bills in the House.
Wow.
So it gave us the opportunity to really stop. Well, they published January 21st is the first time you really get to see these.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go in, we only have really 64 days on the calendar that we're in session, so it's hard to get through all those. So this gave several of us the opportunity to go in and sit at the Capitol and just spread these out on the floor and look at them and really get to visit about them and get to the heart of a lot of these bills. And so it was a good deal. And at the same time, we kind of set up a command center. We were watching emergency management. We were watching the highway department. We were watching, you know, trying to keep in contact with all of our people at home and make sure everything was getting taken care of. And we were watching gas prices skyrocket on trading. So, and people were trying to keep their homes warm. Mm-hmm. So we went to work on that deal, and it was just exciting.
Mm. Nobody lost their water, did they? I know a few people lost power.
Not in our district that I know of, but I didn't. But I do know people that have lost water around the area, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the water plant at Bowering froze up. Yeah. And so that left a whole community without water for a while. In the city, I went through two rolling blackouts. But in my little tiny treehouse snug apartment, mm-hmm. it really wasn't that bad, mostly because the heat from downstairs kept my feet warm, I think.
There you go.
But yeah, people will say, well, you know, they don't have to live through it or whatever else. I went through two. It was dark and got cold pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. But, and I know through that, the rolling blackouts and such, they were able to find problems. They've never done this before. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a gentleman with PSO, and he said, you know, we can run all these tests and we can try to be prepared, but until we actually see it in action, we don't know how it's going to play out. And I know that in Bartlesville, that the 911 dispatch center was down for 3 hours, and that was not supposed to happen. It happened in two places in Oklahoma. And they did address that, and they were able to remove those from that circuit that's going to be shut down. And so that should not happen in the future, should this ever happen again, and I sure hope it doesn't. But that's some of what they found out through actually going through the scenarios that they had considered in the past.
That's amazing. Like you said, you know, you can drill all you want, but until the snow hits the fan, mm-hmm. you really don't know.
Yeah. Well, I've worked in pipelines long enough too that when they said, mm-hmm. well, we've increased the capacity of the gas line to 100%, we're going to double it, and everyone in the room thought they were just meant turning a switch on. That's not the case. There's a lot of wrenches have to be turned to up the production of natural gas to get that flowing. And so it was quite a process, but hopefully we're moving towards the thaw. I see somewhere near 70 coming, and I'm going to go lay in the sun in the yard.
What is that, an 85 degree difference in one week?
My God. It's really bad when you walk out of your apartment in the morning and it's 21 degrees or something, and you take a big breath and go, oh, it's warming up.
Yes. I didn't even wear my coat into the Capitol yesterday because I thought, oh my goodness, it's toasty out here. It's 20.
When 20 is a heat wave in Oklahoma, things have changed.
Yeah. Yes. I see the meme all the time, and I'm really tired of living through unprecedented events. Mm-hmm. Or
there is a curse.
There's historical events. It is exciting. Wendy, I'm tired. Representative, I'm tired. No, but we get through it. And again, the Oklahoma standard, we improve upon it every day. We've learned from what we need to do, and we move forward and figure out how to do those things and try to get them done right.
Well, if this is the worst that 2021 is going to offer, I think we're going to be okay.
Shh,
but there's a whole
that.
Lot of 2021 ahead.
Don't say that.
Now, the Board of Equalization, did they get to meet this week?
Mm-hmm. They did get to meet, and we got really, I mean, to me, I hate to nerd out on it, but we got really, we received really exciting numbers. You know, I've talked before that we were talking about being able to maintain a flat budget, which means we'll go forward without having to cut anything. Mm-hmm. The exciting thing was when they came in, they certified actually just over $1 billion more than we expected they were going to be able to certify. Now that's on the heels of a very strong economy in Oklahoma, getting a lot of people back to work and the opportunity to work. We opened up sooner than a lot of people. Now that doesn't mean that we will have an extra $1 billion to spend as much. A lot of that is one-time funds. There's CARES Act money in there, and really it was $1.6 billion. There's CARES Act money in there. There's carryover from the year before. We budgeted very conservatively in the previous year because we didn't know where we were going to be. We maintained most agencies to about a 4% cut. You know, we held education harmless, some of our bigger agencies. But going forward into the fiscal 2023-22 year, we are going to be able to address some agency necessities. We are going to be able to function as normal and move forward, and we're going to have enough to really make some improvements. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't look at some savings. That would be a good thing. We need to replenish our savings account, our constitutional savings account, our rainy day fund. And you see how important those things are when we did hit a situation like last year where we had to go to those to maintain our agencies and to keep those things functioning.
Now, Wendy, you're pretty good with the numbers and the pencils. You always want to make sure that the voter, that the citizen is protected, and we don't overreach when it comes to taxes and others getting into
Absolutely.
Our wallets.
Absolutely, and I'm thrilled to hear the numbers because I was really worried about having to vote no too many times, and you know, I can't I can't approve a tax increase on citizens.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking at something that's going to be livable at this stage of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly makes you breathe a little easier when you go into those budget meetings, when you go in to meet with those agencies and talk about the needs that they have.
Uh-huh.
So, and like Representative Stearman, I go into every one of those asking them, how have you figured out to create efficiencies? Where can we save money? So, but luckily we're not going to have to force those. We can work towards those.
Very good. You're listening to Capital Call right here on KWAT, brought to you by Phillips 66. And it's time where we ask, what are we looking at the week ahead, Wendy?
Well, hopefully, actually having some of our committees meet.
Get something done.
Yes. I've had one committee that has yet to meet because it's a Monday afternoon. And Monday afternoons for the last 2 weeks have been really bad weather-wise. So really, that's just it. Just getting together so that we can discuss all of the bills. I know several bills have had to be dropped. Mm-hmm. You were saying you were going through and just really seeing what's out there. Several have had to just be dropped because there just isn't time to get it all through. And I do appreciate the deadlines that they've put in place. I've learned a little bit of the history about how things really used to be up down to the wire. And the current leadership has done a good job of putting in and deadlines so that we can accomplish all that needs to be done and not be down to the wire trying to make decisions.
Judd, what do you got coming up?
Well, hopefully we have a very busy week. We've been working with the floor team going through all these bills that have come out of committee. We're trying to kind of rank those bills to see when we need to get them on the floor. And that's really when the excitement starts. You do a lot of things in these 8, 10, 12 member boards and committees. But when things get out on the floor is when things really get exciting, and we start being on the floor for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and you start to hear the debate, and you have the whole floor. You have the Democrats and Republicans. You have the more conservatives and the more liberal. You have the more pro this and con that, and that's when it really gets exciting. And so we'll be spending a lot more time on the floor, a lot more things come out, and really you start seeing a lot more. I mean, I say lobbying, it might not be the right word, but you see a lot more of the representatives and the senators that are running around the building trying to defend their bill or ask questions. And that's, you know, you can email all you want, you can get on the phone all you want, but I love to just, I'll grab a bill up and I'll head for the Senate, you know, or I'll grab a bill up and head to the third floor and I want to bang on a door and what are you trying to do here? Can we get rid of this or can we add that? And it gets pretty exciting. I would advise anybody, if you want to, I mean, when you come down and visit the Capitol, and we love when people come and visit the Capitol, just come sit in the office for a day. When we hit those two-minute warning meetings, and you'll have 100 or 150 people in and out of your office today, and one of them wants to talk about the nutrition content of dog food, and the next one comes in and wants to talk about your student numbers per classroom, and the next person wants to come in and talk about insurance, and you just, boy, it's exciting. I love it.
Representative Strom, Representative Stearman, thank you both for coming up here on this chilly, chilly day.
Thank you for having us.
And you've been listening to Capital Call.
Good morning, and thank you for watching.